From KXEI Community Radio, this is Research Matters, where we meet student academic researchers in our region. I'm Bridget Thumb. Joining me in the studio today is a junior at the University of Arizona majoring in physiology. It's Remy Bliss.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
What do you do in the lab at the U?
Our lab focuses on researching the eye. For a long time, we focused on age-related macular degeneration, which can be shortened to AMD. AMD is much more prevalent in people with less pigmented retinas. And what we found out through this pigmentation pathway is people who have more pigmented retinas are producing more of this protein called L-DOPA. And L-DOPA is a great thing because it reduces the chances of angiogenesis in the retina. And angiogenesis is the growth of blood vessels in the retina, which can obstruct your central field of vision and causes deterioration of the retina. AMD is also the leading cause of developed blindness in the elderly population in all developed countries. So it's very prevalent. And how we found out the relationship between L-DOPA and AMD is that people with Parkinson's who are taking L-DOPA regularly had a delayed onset of AMD. I've been working on a project that's looking at tear exosomes. And exosomes are these little tiny vesicles released from cells, whatever cell debris wants to be released. And these exosomes can be characterized by the number and size in something we have called a nanoparticle tracker. So I'm looking at these tear exosomes collected from various patients with different ocular conditions. And we're hoping to create a non-invasive biopsy using these tear strips and looking at exosome populations to see if different diseases maybe have different characteristic exosome populations, which can be an early diagnosis or maybe help determine the severity of the ocular condition.
So it's that age-old question of correlation versus causation situation.
Yes. Yeah.
You are studying eyes, and you're trying to figure out how to save them. Good job.
That's the goal.
I like it. What about your future?
I'm really hoping to attend medical school and become a doctor. That's my ultimate goal. I really would like to do a master's in public health, especially in England is where I hope to do it because the master's programs are shorter and they're cheaper.
Oh,
so
good to know.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to go across the pond. I like the culture over there.
You dig that Manchester sound?
Yeah. I like English music. I like the Cranberries, and they're from Ireland, close to England. My mom really likes the Cranberries. The song Stars in particular is very nostalgic for me. She used to sing that to me when I was younger. Aww. And I can just listen to it whenever I'm feeling down. It's very uplifting.
It's been really great getting to know you, and thanks for coming to the radio station today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You just heard Research Matters. To hear more episodes, you can visit the program page at kxci.org.